This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The headlines out of Georgia were horrifying. It was January 2015. Elroy Runyon and his wife, June, wanted to buy a vintage Ford Mustang convertible. So they placed an ad on Craigslist. They soon got a reply, and the couple headed for what they hoped would be a meeting with a seller, hoping they would be able to buy Elroy's dream car. Their bodies were discovered days later in a pond. They had both been shot in the head. A man named Ronnie Towns was charged with murdering the couple, and police departments around the nation realized the need for a safe haven to conduct internet transactions. The city of Lapeer Police Department recently took action. It put up a special sign in its parking lot, and it reads, Internet Purchase Exchange Location, this area, under video surveillance. Lapeer Police Chief Todd Alexander is with us now. Chief, you put that sign up April 7th. What kind of response have you gotten?
It's been overwhelming, actually. We've had people at least every other day using the exchange location, and when we posted it on our Facebook page, we got a response that we reached 580,000 people.
So that says you really did strike a chord, that people everywhere, like I saw that picture and went, oh my goodness, what a great idea. What gave you that idea and why now? I'm wondering, was there some incident in Lapeer that prompted you to do this?
No, we really haven't had any incidents per se. We've had some exchanges where people didn't think they got what they had paid for and things like that. But actually, I was approached by one of our city commissioners, Joshua Atwood, and also by our city manager, Dale Kerbison. And we spoke about the idea, and I did some research and found there were these signs out there being used by other departments, and thought it was an easy idea to initiate. And so we went ahead and posted it, and it went from there.
And one would assume this has not cost you much in terms of money and manpower. I mean, basically the cost of a sign. So it would not be difficult for other departments to follow suit.
No, very cost effective. And it gives, like you mentioned, a neutral place for people to exchange their items. It's not like a shopping center. You could meet at a shopping center, but you really don't know what your surroundings are when you go into those locations. You might meet the person you're there, but he might also have some other people there waiting for you also. So this way, it's just a neutral location that's safe for everybody to use.
Well, certainly knowing that this sign and this purchase exchange location is right at the police department parking lot, I think if somebody was up to no good, they would be a no-show, one might assume.
Well, I think it would deter them, without a doubt. I think it's still important for people to do research on the items that they are purchasing. Like the saying goes, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. So they got to be aware of those situations. And, of course, never give out their credit cards or information like that could lead to problems down the road. But the majority of the exchanges, at least what we see in our lot since we've posted the sign, is they're smaller items, whether it be jewelry or bags or things like that. There's been no issues whatsoever. And of course, the other side of it is we've noticed we've had a little bit of increase of even child exchanges in our parking lot for custody exchange and things like that. So it also gives an area for that to happen also.
And indeed, the area is under video surveillance, so you would have CCTV footage if anything bad did happen.
Exactly. We have a well-lit parking lot, so even if it's done in the evening hours, it's very well lit, and you can see the other vehicles and everything in the lot. So it's a very neutral, safe location.
Lapeer Police Chief Todd Alexander. Chief, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside today.
You're welcome.